Cape Talk.
Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Soku Sibiya. Soku, a very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning, Abungile, and to listeners.
For more of their stories, you can visit www.africa.com. Soku, how Africa's 10 richest men got that way? I really hope that one of them would come back to me and tell me they're my real father. I don't know. What?
And say, I accept.
Oh, no, I'd accept them. If one of the top 10 richest men in Africa came to me now and said, Ebs, your father is not your real father. I am. Yo, I'd be like, Daddy, welcome.
It's been great. It's okay, yeah. So what we've done is, you know, I think we've put together the 10 richest men in Africa and basically found out how they did it. And how we've done this is by the quotes from them. What are the quotes that they live by? You know, when people look at them, you know, when you're on the outside, like us, looking at them, what we think about them and what really drives them. So, you know, they're from all over the continent. I won't tell you who's on the list because I'd like you to go onto the website and find out. But, you know, there's a quote that I actually like that I've just been going through. And one of them is one of the youngest billionaires who's from Tanzania. His name is Mohammed Dewji. Now, he is the president and CEO of METL Group, and his net worth is $1.4 billion. So you see, these are dollar millionaires, not our currency.
Ayyo.
Yeah.
So not a randonneur.
No.
They are dollarneur.
Yes, oh. They are. $1.4 billion, that's his net worth. And, you know, his secret to success says it's all about hard work. He puts in 100 hours a week and it's never stopped his game. And he says you can never say you worked hard enough. And I think this is what the key is. You know, the common message is that if you want to, perhaps, maybe it's luck as well, perhaps, but are you putting in the right hours to get the right returns? Because if you think about it, if you only work 40 hours a week, you're probably only going to get 40 hours worth of your salary or whatever it is. And what he says is that people in Tanzania, when they look at his wealth, they think that he must be sunbathing and playing golf all day. But actually, he really works hard. And I think that's what it is. It's about hard work. All of them, the message is the same thing, that you work really hard. There are going to be bumps along the way, but you get up, you learn, and you keep it moving. You don't sit and you know, and just think about the mistake. You keep doing it. If you have something that you love to do, do it. And the more you keep working at that thing, you'll get payoff from it. But it's obviously more than that. They obviously also have that insight of knowing the market, giving people what they want, which are all the hashtags that are going around in South Africa right now, you know. Basically, you give people what they want, and they will reward you for it. And I think that's what the whole message is. It's about finding that niche. When you give people what they want, they will reward you for it. And if you keep working at it, stay consistent, you'll also gain the results of it. And I think it's basically about, that's the whole message that all 10 of these gentlemen are basically saying. And you can find out who's on the list. You'll have some surprises. I know you're probably expecting some people. They might not be there. So if you go and check on the list, you'll find out how these men got to where they are.
I'm checking the list now. The only South African we have is Mark Shuttleworth.
There's another one.
Is there another one also there? Okay, I'll continue throughout the list. But most certainly, worth $500 million. How do you? Okay. On that note, before I cry, let me just get off this website for now because I'm going to cry. Nonetheless, Soku Sibiya, thank you so much for joining us. We'll chat again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.